everybody, and welcome to today's audio conference training, A Closer Look at Neutrality Documentation in the Courts, offered by the Office on Violence Against Women in partnership with Praxis International. My name is Beth McNamara, and I'll be your host for today's call. So today's session is entitled Documentation Dilemmas. So our trainer today is Jane Sadusky, and I'll pass it over to Jane to introduce herself.
Thanks, Beth. And good afternoon to everyone from intensely snowy Madison, Wisconsin this afternoon. We're going to talk today about documentation, and I should start by saying, with a bit of a caveat, that I don't work in a visitation center, which would probably leave some of you thinking, well, interesting, what will this person have to share that's possibly at all relevant to the work we do on a day-in, day-out basis? And I think there's a couple of things that I'll offer. One is that I've been working with Praxis and the Safe Havens demonstration sites in particular over the past few years, and had the opportunity to spend quite a bit of time with them, particularly as they did their safety and accountability audit pieces. Plus, on behalf of the National Council of Juvenile and Family Court Judges, I put together a paper on documentation that will soon be available to everyone that talked with many centers around the country of different sizes and different communities about what they were facing and what their practices and thinking and dilemmas were in this area. And then the third thing that I'll throw in the mix is many years of experience working in settings where we were required to write down and record and make a variety of records of the practices and the interactions that we had with people coming through the door, whether that was women coming into a shelter for battered women or complainants coming into an office, consumer protection office, or all of the documentation that goes in and around the training and professional qualifications for police officers. So all of that's getting thrown into the mix with a recognition that those of you in the centers are dealing with these dilemmas day in and day out. We're going to start with a bit of a real-life example. And for those of you who have the website up, you can follow along here. But I'm going to take a few minutes to read this. And this is a letter that, with the exception of names and identifying details, was a report that went to the court, a familiar practice for just about everyone working in supervised visitation and safe exchange. At some time, either routinely or on request, being asked to provide information to a court, perhaps to a custody mediator, to an official decision maker who's going to be making some decisions about what's happening with the children, with mothers, with fathers, with a particular family. And sometimes if you spend time hanging out or observing what happens in court proceedings, you'll sometimes see some of these reports actually read into the record. But either way, they come to the court. This is to the family court from the supervised visitation center, regarding case number such and such, Amanda Moore, petitioner, custodial parent, Joe Brown, respondent, visiting parent, date 6704. Number of children, 2, Joe Jr., 6 years old, date of birth, Jill, 4 years old, her date of birth. The date visitation started February 3rd, 2004. There had been 15 visits. The visits were scheduled for one every